I share with you my experience about language learning and teaching French as a foreign language. Let's go! Hi, English speakers who want to learn French. Thank you for coming to my blog, fastfrenchlearning.ch, and for listening to this podcast. First, I invite you to subscribe to my newsletter to receive your free ebook, 12 Tips to Learn a Language Effectively, to subscribe to my Facebook account, my Instagram account, and my Twitter account. The links are below the podcast. Thank you very much. So let's start. In this podcast, I will share with you my experience in language learning and teaching of French as a foreign language. So first is language learning at school, as we all did. We all learned language, foreign language at school. And we not have good souvenirs, I think, I guess. At least the French people have not good souvenirs about learning English or Spanish at school. So at school, I spent years studying the rules of French grammar. I was bored, and the French language is so complicated that I remember that to remember all the rules of grammar is impossible, even for a person who speaks French as a native language, which is my case. I'm French. If you ask a Frenchman about a rule that you don't understand, he won't answer you because French is very complicated. But it's not impossible to learn French. It's French language, it's complicated. But it's possible to get it. It's possible to speak it well, to be understood by the French people. And it's the same for English. I took the English language as the main language. Spanish was my second language. And after several years of school, I didn't speak English. And I couldn't understand the English language. Whether watching a movie, listening to songs, or trying to talk to someone. And being understood as well. After I went to Geneva, so it's my experience in an international city. So in Geneva, in Switzerland, which is an international city, where more than half of the population is foreign. A large majority of English speakers. And I was very frustrated because I had trouble communicating. In other hands, 7 years of learning English at school, resulting in frustration at being unable to communicate, interacting with others, not being able to enrich myself with all these cultures that abound in an international city like London or Berlin. So I lived in a human gold mine and I didn't have access to gold, which was very, very frustrating for me. So I decided to take myself in hand to improve my English, to access this wealth. Since then, I watched movies in English, US English and UK English. I participated in linguistic exchanges, which was very, very nice because I met a lot of nice people. They became friends and we hang out together. And that was really cool. So I improved my English much more by doing this. I've been doing it for 2 years than in 7 years at school. Some people told me that I had improved much during this period. In France, I've never been told that. So, an important thing is having solid basics. English language is not difficult for the point of view of grammar. So, it's not a need to speak English well, to study the rules of grammar. On another hand, French is much more complicated. The French language can be summarized as rules and exceptions. So it seems essential to me to know some basic rules. You can find in the links below different articles I worry about grammar rules, like the difference between se and il est, the differences between the prepositions du and de, the differences between the relative pronouns qui and que. I taught French as a foreign language when I was in Geneva. So I taught privately and at l'Université Populaire, which is the popular university. So I taught to a lot of different nationalities, like American, English, Italian, Portuguese, Brazilian, African people. And I didn't meet a person able to learn French without knowing some basic rules. This isn't exactly true in the sense that one can express oneself, be understood, but with a French who will always be with holes, like Gruyère, which is a special French cheese. So the question is, what level do I want to reach? Why I want to learn the language? And what level do I want to reach? Because what I want to express in French, in the language I want to learn, but for you, especially in French, if you are on this blog, is to learn or improve your French. You can do it to meet people, to read books, to watch some movies you can find in your native language, to enrich your personality, to enrich your life, your experience of life. Go to France or to go to Paris because you love France or you dream about going to Paris and see the Eiffel Tower or stuff like that. So it's obviously not necessary to know all the rules of grammar to be comfortable, to be able to communicate. But it's necessary to know basic rules to be understood, to exchange with others or to write. For example, foreign students, I met a lot of them in Geneva, some had difficulties in understanding courses because, for example, they didn't know how a sentence is built in French. So I saw a lot of them, it was pretty hard for them to attend the courses and to pass the exams. So that's not very cool. So I have a question for you. What is your experience in learning language, or learning languages, especially in French? So tell me in the comments. It would be nice to see your point of view and your experience. Thank you. Bye.